Radio.
Well, good Wednesday afternoon out there, folks. Thank you for tuning in to The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. If you have stumbled upon this splendiferous station, you definitely have made a very good decision. My name is Adam Lepp, and we call this the Adam the Computer Guy Radio and Free Technical Support Talk Today's Top and Trendy Technology Topics Extravaganza. So I'll be presenting news from the world of technology, you know, smartphones and smart devices and other gadgetries that aren't quite as smart, or at least not quite as smart as the manufacturers might claim them to be. You can also call, and that's the best part of the program, because you can call and we can talk about technology topics of your choice. For example, maybe, you know, you want to dispute my claim that Android is a better type of phone than an Apple. Maybe you're an Apple person. Maybe you prefer Android, or maybe you just prefer the old-fashioned flip phone from Nokia. Remember those from 20, 25 years ago? We can certainly discuss that, and as I say, lots of other fun stuffy-wuffy, because that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. You can ask me a question. You know, maybe your smart garage door opener is not opening the garage and you're stuck outside in the cold. Boy, that would kind of stink, wouldn't it? Maybe your printer isn't printing. Your server isn't serving you anything other than headaches. You'd like to take your Windows computer and throw it out the window. My goodness, I have certainly had that sentiment many times. More times, in fact, than I can probably remember. Maybe your Macintosh is becoming a Mac and trash. Sometimes people use that affectionate term if they are not pleased with their Macintosh or Apple device. What else could be happening? Again, maybe your smartphone is none too smart. That can happen. In fact, I feel that way myself fairly frequently. Maybe your modem is not modulating, demodulating, or doing anything else related to getting you on the great information superhighway. Or again, maybe you're kind of wondering, what's a good brand of a computer? What's a good antivirus product? Or maybe you saw some pop-up or something else weird on your computer, and you're kind of wondering, well, is that a virus? Is that real? What is going on with these weird messages that I am seeing on my system? Those are all food for thought that we can ponder here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, broadcasting online via our famous website, which is maintained, programmed, and otherwise curated by yours truly, WWGH1071.com. One great way to listen to this program is download the free app called TuneIn. It's free if you have a Mac, iPhone or Android smartphone. Just go to your App Store or Play Store, whatever, you know, whatever they call it, based upon your device. Look for TuneIn, download and install it, and search for WWGH in Marion. Easy to find, because there's only one of us. There can only be one of us. How could there be any imitators or anyone else? Make it a favorite and click on the play button. Listen to a couple minutes of obnoxious ads, and then you will be listening to this station. No charge whatsoever. So that's a great way to listen. Or again, just go to our website, click on that Listen Now button, the little triangle thingy, as I call it, and you will be listening to your heart's content to this show or any other show. If there's a program that you'd like to hear an encore of, for example, the famous program where our interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, interviewed the famous and somewhat infamous Mr. Bill Cosby, well, you can go to our website and look at the archives, or Scott has his own section, Exchange Club, and myself have our own sections. Pick the program that you that tickles your fancy, and you can just listen online. That's always a good way to do it. Also, if you're listening today and you want to see my pretty face, or not so pretty face, you can go to Facebook Live. You'll see, if you're a friend of mine already, Adam Lepp is live now. Click on the listen and watch button, and you can watch me do the show live here in the studio in all of my glory, with the studio lights showing every possible imperfection in my otherwise lovely face, I guess. Again, Adam Lepp is live now. You'll see that if you're a Facebook friend of mine, or if you're not, search for me. Search for Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Lepp in Ohio. And friend me, I'm a pretty friendly guy. And you can view my video that way. Because that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. Again, you have a question, a comment, suggestion, or you want to talk politics. You want to argue with me about, oh goodness sakes, masks, COVID vaccines, big issues like abortion, transgender issues, all that juicy stuff. I am open to discussing it with you, and I enjoy said discussions. Just give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Those are the digits, and I would be very honored to speak with you today about that stuff. If you'd like to send me an email, again, question, comment, complaint, suggestion, anything that's on your mind that you want to talk with me about, I'd love to hear from you. Adam@WWGH1071.com. That's how you can hear from me, and I would love to, how you can talk to me and hear from me back, and I'd love to hear from you, because that's an important way to communicate here in the wonderful year of 2023. We get together on this program every Wednesday and Thursday between 12:15 p.m. and 1 Eastern Time here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, and also every Monday between approximately 10:15 a.m. and 11, listen to the mid-morning coffee break radio program where we talk about politics, current events, and other stuff, and I often have as our guest our official WWGH presidentologist, Dr. Ronald L. Feynman, here to talk about politics, Donald Trump, Jill Biden, and gas stoves, and whatever else we feel might tickle our fancy, because it's fun to do that, isn't it? Current time, well, it's about 22 minutes after 12 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Looking forward to receiving your phone calls to talk today's top and trendy technology topics, questions, comments, or advice, or what have you. And one nice thing about that is I won't make you slide your credit card or through the phone, or I wouldn't make you put a quarter in a slot anywhere. It's all free and gratis, and I actually enjoy providing this advice because I think as we learn about technology, we can grow as humans, interact better with that wonderful world around us, and appreciating technology, you'll appreciate how an online station like ours functions, and that's probably the best part of it all together. You know, we've heard a lot about Elon Musk talk about people that are famous and infamous. He has a large chunk of Twitter ownership, and of course, he's the guy behind the Tesla electric vehicles. Elon Musk's unpredictable management of Twitter has forced Tesla stock into a decline. Sometimes that happens, you know, you win some and you lose some. According to Cox Automotive's Kelley Blue Book, the Tesla models continued to remain popular for most of last year. Now, for the first 9 months of 2022, Cox Automotive's Kelley Blue Book reported four of the top six best-selling electric cars were Teslas. That's pretty good. At the top of the ranking were the Model Y, with over 190,000 units sold. Maybe that's why you drive around and you see those electric vehicles all over the place. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Model 3 had 156,000, and the Ford Mustang Mach-E was the third most popular electric car, but it's well behind the Teslas, only 28,000 units. So you see one of those, it's a rarity. Data journalist Felix Richter recently wrote, "With all the negative headlines surrounding Tesla and its increasingly controversial CEO Elon Musk in recent weeks, it's easy to forget that the company's cars are still very popular. While it's too early to say whether Musk's Twitter takeover and the turbulences that came with it will have a significant negative impact on demand for the Tesla cars, its current position as the maker of the most popular electric cars in the United States and in many parts of the world is very clear." And I would agree. They're the leader. When you hear electric cars, you know, I might think of the Chevrolet Bolt or Volt or whatever it is, and but I really do think about Tesla. They are the leader, for sure. Love them or hate them, they're it, and they're not really going anywhere. In the electric vehicle space, Tesla has been wildly popular, and remains so. And that comes from J.D. Power, Executive Director for Global Automotive Brent Gruber. He cited survey data from last month, December of last year, from J.D. Power. And Mr. Gruber said, among the total shopper population who are looking to buy a new vehicle in the next 12 months, approximately 60% in December said they are very or somewhat likely to consider an electronic vehicle or electric vehicle. I guess it could be either, right? Among that audience who will consider an EV, 4 in 10 will consider a Tesla. That's pretty good, you know, batting 400 if you're doing that in baseball, you're a superstar. Now, the Tesla consideration is second to Chevrolet, you know, probably the most well-known manufacturer of cars, especially ones where there are electric models, you know, Chevrolet, along with that Ford Mustang, but only 28,000 units sold. Tesla being a rather new manufacturer, and one with a lot of controversy, that's quite an accomplishment. So anyway, he said the percentage of those likely electronic vehicle shoppers who are considering Tesla has declined by 5 percentage points from December. But, it, you know, it's still pretty good. Chris Jones is with Canalys. He's an analyst there at Canalys, a global market research company. He said Tesla is still benefiting. Tesla is still benefiting from being a first mover in the EV market. There was very little competition, and there still isn't very much competition. That's what he said. It doesn't make too much sense, but, you know, that's pretty much it. When one company produces something which is popular and is a good product, obviously others will follow, and that's kind of the way that computers go. A company puts out an operating system, you know, like the original Mac operating system, and others follow because it's easy to use and it's got many advantages, so that's not overly surprising. He also said Tesla has had status appeal at the time the Nissan Leaf, Chevrolet Volt, and BMW i3 just didn't have. You know, the Nissan Leaf and, again, the Chevrolet Volt and the BMW, well-known models from very established manufacturers, but this new manufacturer, Tesla, is really breaking out ahead. Another attractive feature for early customers was over-the-air updates of the Tesla software. Only now can some of its competitors do that. So Tesla was a decade ahead in software updates and ability to improve the vehicle as it got older. Rob Enderle, we quote him a lot. He's with the Enderle Group in Oregon. He's a technology guru, for sure. He said, being a pure-play electric car company operating at scale is another advantage Tesla has in the market. In addition to being the only EV maker with a charging network, the other car companies are ramping up their electric vehicles but have experienced supply problems as they ramp to volumes thanks to the pandemic, war, and other supply issues. So again, necessity is the mother of invention. And Tesla has this system where you just buy a car online. You don't have to deal with a car dealer. Go into a showroom. So certainly with the COVID situation, it was a marriage made in heaven. Welcome a gentleman who has actually been on my program. He is a aficionado of the great R&B music of the 70s and beyond. In fact, he has been a personal assistant to the late Mary Wilson of the Supremes, Mr. Nick Stiles. And I believe he's somewhere out by Las Vegas. So, Nick, welcome to the program. Welcome to watching my video. And if you'd like to call, you know the number. Same number as before, 740-383-9944. We can talk about electric cars, smart devices, dumb devices, monitors, printers, cable modems, or we can talk politics, or one of my favorite topics, 70s and 80s music. Anyway, Mike Ramsey, he is the VP and analyst for automotive and smart mobility at Gartner. He said Tesla's charging network is an important element of its offering. The charging network is a basic differentiator between them and other brands selling electric vehicles. Also, vehicle charging is one of Tesla's notable advantages. You know, you drive around the city and you see these charging stations all over, and it's kind of cool. Maybe not as cool as going to the gas station, but, you know, it's 2023, so we have to adjust our coolness quotient. Anyway, in J.D. Power's charging studies from last year, Tesla received awards for highest satisfaction with Level 2 permanently mounted home chargers, as well as public Level 2 charging and DC fast charging. in the public charging study. It was observed that the wide availability of the Tesla charging network and the ease of use of this network, you just pull in and charge your vehicle. Now, with the payment account process also adding to the ease of the whole procedure, charging your electric car, network reliability is also important. It's not going to be much good if you don't have any juice. Well, that's been reliable, and that's certainly been helpful to Tesla also. While 2022 appears to have been a good year for Tesla sales, storm clouds may be on the horizon, according to a previously quoted expert, Rob Enderle. He said Musk's Twitter escapades, coupled with his move to the political right, goodness sakes, get politics in this and you know it's going to change, they have alienated the typical left-leaning Tesla buyer. We would associate, in many cases, people who buy green items and electric cars being like that to be on the left of the political spectrum. Personally, you know, I like green devices, but I understand they have their limitations. And, you know, as you know, I'm politically independent. I don't believe in political parties. And like many people, I find Musk and Tesla and everything he's done to be a bit of a hero. I mean, smart guy, right place, right time. Sure, luck has been important. But, you know, in business, you kind of make your own luck. And I think he's a wizard at that. Anyway, has Musk's political leanings, some people might say to the right, and what he's doing over at Twitter, has that alienated the typical left-leaning Tesla buyer, hurting sales and forcing discounting and other practices to more vehicles? Enderle said, and he's in Oregon, our local Tesla dealer appears to be up to its neck in overstock due to slowing sales, suggesting Tesla's numbers may be transitioning down or overstated. Since Tesla sells through their stores, there is no third-party validation of their sales numbers, and they have likely been overstating for some time to prop up rapidly declining valuations. As was demonstrated previously, oversight on corporations is almost non-existent, bringing to question much of what is reported by every public company, particularly those under high stress, like Tesla and Twitter. Competition is also heating up. Again, if you can't beat them, you join them, and that's typical with almost everything, but certainly with anything technology-related. Shoppers have an increasing selection of electronic vehicles to choose from. The number of products coming from OEMs is rising at a rapid rate. Those products now fill voids in popular segments and from brands with high loyalty rates, like the Ford F-150 and the Toyota BZ4X, the F-150 Lightning being the example. Competition's increasing, and we're seeing that in our data. And Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls, broadcasting a live video, broadcasting online, talking today's top and trendy technology topics, but you can talk about politics if you like. We welcome calls on almost anything and everything. 740-383-9944. In this segment, I'm talking about what's going on with Elon Musk and Twitter and, of course, his car company, Tesla. But feel free to chime in. You don't have to wait for me to stop talking because, you know, that's a rare occurrence because I pretty much talk all the time. If I'm awake, I talk and, you know, that's how I roll. You can also leave me a message, comment, question, suggestion, complaint on my Facebook feed. Michael is also watching from Central Ohio. Welcome, Michael. Thank you for joining in today. Leave us a comment question on my Facebook live video, and I'll be happy to address it for you. If you don't agree with what I have to say, that's fine. If we all agreed, the world would be a very boring place, wouldn't it? Anyway, competition will obviously be a future challenge for Tesla because it's not the only fish in the sea. They've shown the way, according to the experts, for startups, companies like Rivian and Lucid. Those guys are going to get stronger and stronger. Meanwhile, traditional car companies, the Ford and Chevrolet and BMW and all those guys, are adding more and more electric vehicles to their lineups that are going to be much more affordable than what Tesla has. New competitors like Lucid and Rivian are causing Tesla pain. Anecdotally, according to Rob Enderle, again the expert we've quoted, two of his neighbors in Bend, Oregon, where he lives, have Rivians now, and one that owns a Tesla is considering a Rivian. In addition, he said, better electric vehicle solutions from various car makers will put more pressure on the company. But the firm's biggest problem is Musk, and fixing him has proven problematic. He can be a bit stubborn, but, you know, he's a smart cookie, so I think there's a reason why, and tell you the truth, I would be too if I were doing what he was doing. I think he's laughing all the way to the bank. Anyway, according to the experts, Mr. Elon Musk has forced Tesla to provide incentives to sell cars, resulting in a catastrophic decline in Tesla's valuation and Musk's net worth. It has also increased the number of potential Tesla buyers considering alternatives. Also, Tesla's CEO has been a mix for the company for a long time. Since the dawn of the company, according to the experts, Elon Musk has been vital to Tesla's success and has been a source of some of its problems. He has gone through periods where he has been more of a detriment than a benefit, but it goes in cycles. So what do you think? You a Tesla owner? I have a hybrid vehicle, kind of like it. I think the idea that you have a regular gas engine and you have an electric engine that also electric, well, technically a motor because it doesn't use a fuel like gas. Anyway, with the regenerative braking, the fact that it charges by running on gas, and you get, 50 plus miles per gallon. And you can use the 88-octane, 15% alcohol gas. All those great things about my car make it efficient without spending an arm and a leg. One thing, though, Ohio now charges, an extra $100 a year tax for having an electric or hybrid vehicle. And to me, that's kind of stupid. They should be encouraging you to save money and be green. But I guess with a loss of gasoline taxes, that's the idea. But again, I'm not really in favor of that, but I bit my tongue and paid my $100, and, life goes on. That's how we roll here. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Online Radio, broadcasting from the south side of beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio. And we thank you again for joining us today. If you have a question, comment, suggestion, anything that you want to talk about relating to technology topics of today, tomorrow, or whenever, feel free to give me a ring. Toll free, won't make you slide your credit card or put a coin in the slot. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. And since I also often talk about politics and current events and music on the station, if you'd like to talk about any of that stuff, feel free to do it also. I'd love to chat with you. And if you don't agree with me, if you're a pro-mask person, of course, I'm not a pro-mask person. Well, unless you look like Nancy Pelosi, then you probably should wear a mask. But, in general, I'm not a mask person. In fact, I find them to be very harmful physically and emotionally. If you want to debate that because you don't agree with me, that's wonderful. I would love to talk to you. I respect all opinions. 740-383-WWGH, those are the digits. Or you want to stump me with a music trivia question from the 70s or 80s, well, that's great, too, because, as you know, I'm a walking encyclopedia of music from that period. Many workers and managers in the United States and the United Kingdom place a greater value on trust in the workplace over financial compensation, according to new research released earlier this month. 500 workers and managers were surveyed in the United States and the United Kingdom. Research was conducted by Osterman Research for cybersecurity firm Serbi. Check this out, folks. They found that nearly half of the participants, 47%, said they would take a 20% pay cut in return for higher trust by their employer. Other characteristics researchers found highly prized by employees included flexibility, autonomy, and being able to choose the applications they need to work effectively. The report by Osterman and Serbi, which is called The State of Employee Trust, examines the impact of zero trust principles, that many companies are rapidly adopting as a solution to their cybersecurity needs, resulting from the use of unmanageable applications by workers and managers. Applications are intimately tied to employees' levels of engagement and empowerment. If employers attempt to block those applications, which they often do, it negatively impacts trust. That comes from Matt Chiodi, Chief Trust Officer at Serbi, which is a zero-trust architecture provider for unmanageable applications based in San Francisco. He said 60% of employees said that if an application they want is blocked, it negatively affects how they felt about a company. He said the answer is not for employers to block these apps, but to find solutions that allow these unmanageable apps to be managed. Security teams frown on the use of unmanageable applications, also known as shadow IT, for many reasons. Sylvester Zabani, that's a good name with a great spelling. He's from Tresorit, an email encryption-based security solutions company in Switzerland. He said employees come and go. Well, radio people certainly do, so in many businesses, yes, employees come and they go. An organization may end up with thousands of unused credentials accessing its resources. With a mountain of dormant accesses, hackers are bound to get into a few that would go unnoticed and pave the way to infiltrate the organization via lateral movement. Unmanageable applications can endanger an organization because it has no control over the security practices imposed on the development and management of the programs. And that comes from John Yoon from Color Tokens. They are a provider of autonomous zero-trust cybersecurity solutions in San Jose. There's a nice little tongue twister for you. How about that? Without any control over the application, organizations cannot trust it with access to their environments. That comes from Mike Parkin, a senior technical engineer at Vulcan Cyber, a provider of cyber risk remediation services based in Tel Aviv, Israel. He said letting employees choose the best tool for the job, especially when it's running on their own equipment, is welcome. However, he said, it does require some compromise with the organization putting in the effort to vet the chosen applications and employees willing to abstain when their preferred app isn't on the approved list. Roger Grimes is a data-driven defense evangelist. How's that for a title? A data-driven defense evangelist at KnowB4. They're in Clearwater, Florida, and they're a security awareness training provider. He said it's up to the cybersecurity risk managers of an organization to determine if the risks incurred are worth the benefits. You don't want the average end user deciding what is or isn't risky for the organization anymore. Then you want the average passenger flying an airplane. Well, I would certainly hope not. Applications are considered unmanageable because they often don't support common security measures like single sign-on and automatically adding or removing users. That presents a risk to a business, but business users still need those applications. Businesses need to find ways to bring those applications to a point where they can be managed, so those risks are reduced. Labeling applications unmanageable is misleading. That comes from Marcus Smiley, CEO of Epic Concepts in Littleton, Colorado. They're an IT solutions provider. He said they are built without support for modern industry security standards, which make them harder to monitor and secure. But while this means they can't be managed like other applications, they can be managed in different ways. When unmanageable applications are being used, there is always some reason why. Many organizations need better communication between IT and employees to clarify company policies and the reasons behind them. He said IT should also provide channels to request applications and be proactive in providing more secure alternatives to problematic ones. In some situations, allowing unmanageable applications with oversight is appropriate to ensure that best identity management practices and more secure configurations are implemented instead of less secure ones. Ultimately, there is no such thing as a risk-free cybersecurity strategy. Every security program, even those that fall under zero trust, includes trade-offs between mission-critical business functionality, productivity, and risk. The safest approach is to have any application reviewed prior to adoption by a person or team with cybersecurity expertise to identify any issues that may arise from the software or services use. Also, to ensure the legal terms are acceptable and plan for ongoing maintenance. And that comes from Chris Clements, VP of Solutions Architecture at Cerberus Sentinel, a cybersecurity consulting and penetration testing company in Arizona. He said, unfortunately, many organizations do not have the expertise. Or resources to properly evaluate these risks, resulting in the process not occurring at all or just as bad, dragging on for weeks or months, which harms employee morale and productivity. Balancing cybersecurity risk with employee needs is a practice that organizations need to take more seriously. Allowing a Wild West approach will unavoidably introduce cybersecurity risks. But on the other hand, being overly stringent can lead to choosing product or service solutions that are too heavily compromised in usability and user convenience, or simply denying approval altogether. These can cause frustration and lead personnel to leave the organization or actively subvert security controls. Misuse of zero trust principles can also add to that frustration. Zero trust is for data access applications and services. But when it comes to building trust on the human side, companies need to be aiming for high trust. The two are not mutually exclusive. It is possible, but it's going to take a change in how employers use security controls. Karen Walsh from Allegro Solutions in West Hartford, Connecticut. They're a cybersecurity consulting company. She said by giving employees technology options, companies can show that they trust their employees to make technology decisions that help them do their jobs better. By reinforcing that with education around the assume compromise mentality, they build a stronger relationship with their workforce members. So good stuff there about, again, cybersecurity, building trust in the workplace. And, you know, in 2023, the world is changing. It seems like it changes every day. You blink your eyes and something else is different. You know, keep you on your toes, to put it mildly. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH online radio broadcasting via the internet through our famous and wonderful website, WWGH1071.com. Also, a good way to listen is through the TuneIn app. You can indulge in that app on your smart device and Download it. It's free. Search for WWDH Radio. Make it a favorite, and you can listen anytime you wish, and no charge. Just have to listen to about 2 or 3 minutes of very annoying ads when the app starts. But, you know, good time to go to the little boy's room or little girl's room or get a cup of coffee or something else. And by the time you're done, thank goodness the ads are done. And you can go ahead and listen to this station. The station where Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, interviewed Bill Cosby. And the information from that interview went viral. That's how we roll here on The Talking Place. I can't promise you Bill Cosby, but I can promise you my delicious sense of humor and all kinds of splendiferous information about technology and other stuffy-wuffy. And that certainly is a good thing, if I should say so myself. You know, with the ongoing shift in workplace strategies, HP recently introduced a new hybrid line of computers and workplace accessories to meet the growing needs of displaced workers. Alex Cho is the president of Personal Systems at HP. He said the hybrid design provides greater flexibility and freedom in users' personal lives, but it also brings its own set of challenges for people to stay productive and connected to others. The company addresses those matters with designs to meet the demands and needs of hybrid work and lifestyles. To help take productivity to the next level, HP announced its new Dragonfly Pro portfolio for freelancers, a line of innovative monitors, the Poly Voyager Free 60 Series Pro-Grade wireless earbuds for a fresh take on audio experiences, as well as the HP 620-625 FHD webcam and a rechargeable mouse with extended battery life. With the freelancer community expected to make up more than half of the U.S. workforce, check this out, freelancer community, gig workers, expected to make up more than half of the U.S. workforce by 2027. HP's Dragonfly brand technology gives freelancers a sure path to elevate experiences around multitasking and gives freelancers and heavy workloads. See, my workload is so heavy, I didn't exactly quote the right part of said article, but it's okay. I don't mind laughing at myself and correcting said information. Anyway, more than 50% of the U.S. workforce is expected to be freelancers or gig workers by 2027. And if you ask me, that's quite an eye-opener. The new HP Dragonfly Pro portfolio helps reduce friction in users' lives with powerful audio camera touchscreen, all-day battery life, and 24/7 live concierge support and services for effortless productivity. The Dragonfly Pro Chromebook, with its 14-inch display, is designed for individuals who are constantly connected to the internet. Goodness sakes, kind of like myself, on the internet 25 hours a day. Also, people who want an easy-to-use device with premium features and design and consume a variety of content anywhere they go. 8-megapixel user-facing camera in a clamshell Chromebook and a bright 1200 nit touchscreen display. So this special Dragonfly Pro Chromebook from HP is Intel Evo verified for fast performance, connectivity, and charging, and provides intuitive pairing between phone and device, a standard Chromebook feature. The new HP Dragonfly Pro was co-engineered with AMD using the company's Adaptive Platform Management Framework, which optimizes performance in real-world productivity scenarios. It's also the first HP device to feature one-touch access to HP's 24/7 live concierge support directly via one of 4 hotkeys. Get a hotline to a tech. How about that? I bet some of my customers would love to have a little button they can press, and out of nowhere, Adam appears with a smiling face, ready to help them, and HP is going to do that, or at least they claim. So anyway, this control center hotkey allows quick access to the device's most common settings. A camera hotkey lets a user easily adjust camera settings, and the fourth key is customizable to help improve workflow or allow for simple navigation. The Dragonfly Pro Chromebook will be available in ceramic white and sparkling black. In addition to the Chromebook, HP introduced its Dragonfly G4, EliteBook 1040 G10, and Elite X360 1040 G10. Those aren't cars, boys and girls. Those are technology items. Anyway, these gadgets will deliver enhanced collaboration experiences with intuitive video conferencing innovations to support hybrid work. And some of these features include multi-camera experience, supporting dual video streams and camera switching to show faces and an object or a whiteboard simultaneously, picture-in-picture or side-by-side. Automatic camera select. It'll actually know which camera to use. Kind of scary. These devices are smarter than a lot of people. An HP Keystone Correction allows sharing a whiteboard or a physical document by automatically cropping and flattening images from the camera feed with a single click. And last but not least, HP's Be Right Back feature, which lets users change their video feed to a still picture without disrupting meetings when they need a break. And these miniature PCs, Chromebooks, laptops with a special purpose for gig workers. And again, they're saying that at 2027, more than half of all working Americans will be gig workers, freelancers. Anyway, these devices contain 90% recycled magnesium in the enclosure case, as well as 5% ocean-bound plastics in the speaker enclosure, and biocircular content such as used cooking oil to help lower carbon dioxide emissions. So some great technology and great products coming from our friends at HP or Hewlett-Packard. Good stuff as we transition into a society dominated by gig or freelance workers. That's rather exciting stuff if you want my opinion. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, where we talk today's top and trendy technology topics on Wednesday and Thursday between approximately 12:15 and 1 Eastern Time. We also have a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break, where I and oftentimes our official presidentologist, Dr. Ronald L. Fineman, talk about politics, presidents, history, and sometimes we even debate stuff, or many times we just tell jokes and have a lot of fun and just talk about all the odd things going on in the political landscape. Again, you're guaranteed to laugh at least once every 2.5 minutes, and that's how I like to do things. If you can't take yourself too seriously, you're missing out on a lot of fun. I don't even know how to take myself too seriously, so I kind of reflect that in my radio methods. Yes. About 55 seconds left to this program. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching my video. I want to thank Michael, Nick, and Mark for tuning in to my live Facebook video. Again, please visit our website at WWGH1071.com to listen live to the station. Find out more about me and Scott and Linda and all of our other esteemed hosts and hostesses. See a link to our Facebook page, and you can listen to any of the thousands of programs that we've recently had on the show, including the famous program where Scott Spears talked with Mr. Bill Cosby. That definitely was not a program to be missed. Nice and warm outside, expecting even warmer conditions tomorrow. There may be some wet snow or rain, so whatever you're doing, please be safe. Please don't drink and drive. Please don't text and drive, and please listen to our station, AdamTheComputerGuy.com.